All right, we are recording.
Sweet.
Yeah. Welcome back to Diesel and Daisies. This is actually, well, welcome, because this is the first official episode. So excited. For anybody listening for the first time, my name is Brittany. I am the host of the Diesel and Daisies podcast. And I have a wonderful guest co-host today, one of my BFFs. Drum roll, please. Richard Goosen.
Hello.
So, Richard, for anyone who doesn't know you, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Richard Goosen. I am serving currently in the military in the Navy, where I met Brittany. I'm currently stationed in California, and I honestly don't have anything else.
All of the years I've known you, and that's like the shortest intro you've ever given anyone.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
You are in California, which is like home of what? What is it? What's the good burger place that everyone?
In-N-Out.
I still haven't had any of that, so I don't really get it. It's not that good, right? Like
it is delicious. But if it's sitting next to a Whataburger, I'm going to be outside for a long time because I'll have to make a decision.
Maybe that's the part that I'm missing is this whole like burger. I love me just Freddy's. Like Kansas has Freddy's, and that's my jam. Freddy's is banging.
Freddy's is really good.
So, and what, like burritos and all the good food. I need to come out there. That's the point here.
You have to. My home is always open, so feel free to always come and just knock on the door.
Yes.
Anytime.
So, as I call him Goose, just so everyone knows that when I say that momentarily, that's what it is. We met in the Navy. We met on recruiting duty. We found a mutual hatred, and that is kind of for a person, and that kind of grew into such a beautiful friendship.
It really did. Like, you know when you have that coworker that you have that mutually dislikes someone else and that just bonds you together? I feel like that was a solid foundation for our friendship.
That was us to the entire command. We just hated everybody.
Yeah. There was no one. There was maybe like three people throughout the entire 3 years that I'm like, you know, I would probably have lunch with you outside of work. But yeah. That's it.
Yeah, that was it. That was like, yeah, solid two people. Oh, God. Eventually, when I have you on the podcast again, of course, you become my full-time co-host, because that would be me being needy as hell and asking for that much of your time. We could get into those stories. Because we have an abundance of them.
Yeah, we really, really do. That could be a whole
that thing. Might be a whole spin-off podcast in itself.
Honestly.
It's us talking shit about the Navy and recruiting. Oh my gosh. So, that being said, I was, also in the Navy. We were recruiters together in Minnesota. We created some of the virtual recruiting programs that the Navy currently uses. We made a lot of enemies and a few friends. I think we got that right?
Mm-hmm.
And after leaving there, I got out of the Navy and came down to Kansas, where I currently live with my husband and our tiny human. I'm sure I have a couple friends on here that are on my social media pages, so they know all this, but this is for anybody that might not know. So, Goose left recruiting and went overseas for a little bit, and now is in California. So we have maintained a very beautiful long-distance friendship.
We have. I mean, with all the miles, and it's been... Last time we saw each other was your wedding.
No, it wasn't. I tried to tell you this
day. We had lunch. We had dinner. Yes. We had dinner on our way to California. That's right. Yes. It was very, very brief, unfortunately.
It was brief. Okay. Yeah. I was in a mood then anyways, which is a frequent for me, you know that. Okay. I get school shit and I just get crazy, but I'm so glad to be done. So glad to be done.
Congratulations. You are finally done with school. That was one thing we both did together in recruiting that kind of kept us sane, was pushing towards the next goal.
Yeah. Yep. So,
congratulations.
Thank you. It was fun because we did do it together, and you finished before me because you had a shit ton more done. And it was really cool to go through the whole kind of college graduation experience as an older adult to appreciate. I think I appreciate it more now that I have kind of other life experiences and that under my belt, that I could actually absorb like college graduation and what this means and things like that. So I think, would you agree, like as an adult, you appreciate your education more?
I do. I think it gave me a lot more insight as to like how important it was to get it, and what it means to get it, and sometimes the sacrifices that you have to go through in order to complete it. You know, there's a lot of time that you put aside to finish school. And so I think it's something that as an adult, you kind of get a real appreciation for.
For sure. I think that's I have a really big appreciation for my education now, because that's a lot of time that you carve out and hours. And I mean, for people that are, luckily, like, I didn't have to spend money. We didn't have to spend money on our education for the most part. But for people that have to, I can't fathom, you know, not appreciating that experience and just failing class. Like, that just is unfathomable to me, like failing classes and things like that. So it was one of those things, like sitting in graduation, it was just like, shit, yeah, like I did this. This is it. Like, this is all me. And I can't say that it is opening a ton more doors, because I work full time now, so it wasn't a necessity, but it's a bonus.
Yes, I think so too. Because for me, I didn't, you know, I have a steady career, a steady job in the Navy, and getting my degree didn't help necessarily currently, mm-hmm. but you always hope that it's something that you can fall back on if need be in the future.
Oh, you know?
So.
For sure.
So.
Oh, sure. I will tell you, this chick that gave our commencement speech, I guess, speech, did you catch that?
Yeah.
I guess she's like a songwriter that was a part of like La La Land's song soundtrack. Oh. I could find her name if I cared, but I don't, because she was obnoxious.
Oh.
And it...
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I'm glad I did like a little commencement ceremony, but mine was in Bahrain. So it was just people who were stationed in Bahrain and were graduating. We had the Admiral come speak, which was really cool for him to cut out time to do that. But I feel like some of the times when you hear about people going and speaking at commencement speeches, I'm like, I'm really happy I didn't graduate from that school, because I wouldn't have been able to sit through that commencement speech.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would have been like, can we do this after? And can I go? So,
and that was exactly this. Literally, it was her mentioning her accomplishments. And because I had, so Jeremy watched it, my husband, Jeremy watched it, live streamed it because he couldn't be there. And literally it was her humble bragging the entire time. And I would be texting him, did you hear her? Is she seriously mentioning this again?
I mean, did she at least graduate from, which is
awesome? She did. She did.
Okay.
Like 5 or 10 years ago.
Okay.
But she was definitely, well, I was the co-writer of this track on La La Land and this, that, and the other thing. And then, like, she sang at the end.
No.
Yes, I swear on my life she sang at the end.
I have to find this video.
I have the link. I will send it to you. It's so obnoxious. It is so obnoxious. Like, I get it, cool, be proud, but don't force your proudness onto a crowd of 20,000 people. Like, yeah. we don't have time for that today.
We're trying to go, so.
Ooh. And it just honestly, so it made me think of what I was talking to you about earlier is the, like, famous people going and giving, like, commencement speeches and any, you know, that stand out, because I know Jennifer Garner did one recently.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I think the funniest, she took the funny route, which is cute. I can dig that. My favorite line from hers was, "Nothing looks better in your 50s than sunscreen in your 20s. You know what I mean? Like, she took the funny route, and it was good. Like, it was a good, that's a good piece of advice.
That really is.
So, I mean, there have been a couple other ones. Like, I really liked Shonda Rhimes' commencement speech from a few years ago. Because she was, and she included that in her book, which I read forever ago. But that one is really good, too. If you have a chance, because I don't know if you've seen it or not, but if you have a chance to go watch it, I would go
I have time to listen to it because I have a really long commute every day. So I will probably listen to it sometime this week.
Okay.
So I am in.
She's a genius in general.
I love Shonda Rhimes.
Yes. I mean, how can you not love the person that produces How to Get Away with Murder?
Exactly.
I'm still not caught up on season 5, so don't spoil it for me.
Neither am I. So I'm right there with you.
Listen, when I say I'm not caught up, I'm saying I haven't watched any of season 5. So
I watched about 5 minutes into the first episode, first episode, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna go over here.
I don't know why. I don't know. I was over kind of like the murder mystery part, but then I'm like, I love these characters that have, you know, progressed. Like, and come on. Connor and Oliver are the greatest.
That's
so
true.
I think now that I have all of this free non-homework allotted time.
I told you, it's so weird. You have all this spare time and you're like, wait, what am I forgetting?
Exactly.
Like, what can I fill my time with?
Mm-hmm. That is exactly where I'm at. It's almost awful. It's not, but it almost is. So. There was something else I was going to ask you. I can't remember.
Maybe we'll save it for another podcast.
I think so. We might have to.
You know?
I will tell you a funny story about my husband punching himself in the face today.
Yes, please.
He's gonna be so mad. And you know what's funny is I warned him about this. I was like, you know what's gonna happen? I'm gonna tell stories about you, and then people are gonna realize how hilarious I am and like me more than you.
That's
because you know him. He is the social butterfly that just, he talks to everyone. He gets along with everyone. That's just who he is.
Yeah.
And as I've progressed into adulthood, I just fucking hate people more and more.
Yes.
That is what it is.
I don't know if it's people or me as a person, you know?
It's not you. I like you. I like you as a person. It's other people.
It has to be.
That's maybe not a good thing to say on a podcast that I'm trying to get people to listen to.
Right? Like, maybe.
Hopefully it's people that can relate, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe we'll delete that.
Maybe that'll be edited out. We'll see what happens. So, in telling him that I'm going to talk about him on the podcast, he's just like cackling. Because he's like, you're so rude to me, this, that, and the other thing, whatever. So we have a time difference right now because he's deployed. So he's about 6 or 7 hours ahead of me. Well, when he's going to bed, I'm getting off of work. So I talk to him in that kind of sweet spot right during my lunch break and right as he's like getting ready for bed or whatever the case may be. So he texts me like, good night, cool, whatever. I get off work, I'm driving home, I walk in the door, and I get a text message from him on Facebook Messenger. And it's like, I'm gonna read this to you. It's so bad. Just like unexpectedly, because I am like, oh, you went to bed. I just straight up punched myself in the fucking nose.
How did he manage that?
That's my response. I'm like, what? How on earth are you okay? He's like, I'm wide awake now. That's how hard I fucking straight up donkey punched myself in the sniffer.
Mid-sleep?
I guess so. Well, he's a flailer in his sleep. Like, he is the one that... So, you know, like when you're falling asleep and you're kind of like starting to dream and you're dreaming about walking up the steps and your foot does the thing where you go to get the next step, but you do it in real life and then you wake yourself up because you're like, fuck, I'm in bed, dumbass. I'm not on stairs.
Yes.
Okay. So he's like that, but all the time. Like, there have been times where we've laid down to go to sleep and he, not even 15 seconds in, like, flails and like smacks me in the nose, and sometimes I think it's on purpose, but then I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm asleep. And like, I'll wait. You can tell, you know when your significant other is falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's legit. I know he's just not, you know, taking hits because he thinks he can. But he is a quick, hard sleeper.
Lucky.
And this, right? Don't even get me started.
Yeah.
And
those people who fall asleep when like their head hits the pillow.
I don't get it. Like,
how? They're like, oh, just turn your brain off. What?
How?
It doesn't work like that.
People don't do that. That's not how that works.
No.
What's crazy is my, like, Jeremy and Jackson sleep this, like, they. 3 minutes, that's all it takes for them to fall asleep. I hate them both.
I wish.
In the most loving way possible.
Yes. Love-hate. Love-hate relationship. I feel like that's the basis for almost anything.
Yeah. If you can admit that your child and your husband bug the bejesus out of you, you have a successful, like, relationship with them. I feel like that's appropriate. And anybody that's judging, just get the fuck out right now. Just don't even bother. You got bigger issues than judging me and my love-hate relationship with my husband and child and their sleeping habits. This escalated quickly. I don't know why I'm doing this, if I'm just trying to, you know, push people. Get the fuck out. Don't stop listening now.
Just get up. Stop. This is your first and last podcast. Done.
I hate people. This is. It's going to be like episode one, and then, oh, nobody wants to listen. I wonder why.
So weird.
Okay. Stop being judgy and rude, Brittany. That's why. So, yeah, I guess he was falling asleep hard enough to where he, in his own words, donkey punched himself in the snipper. Again, cackling. That will go down as the funniest thing that he's ever said. And I try to tell him he's not that funny. But that is hilarious.
That is pretty funny. You got to give it to him. This one, you got to give it to him.
And the problem now is that it's recorded, so I can never take it back. It's like when you're like, when you say, oh, I was wrong. Excuse me, what?
Sorry, can you say it again? Mm-hmm. Just one more time. Just a little bit.
Into the microphone, sweetie. So bad. So... But anyway, so I think we've successfully covered all of the topics.
I think so too.
Commencement, introductions, not in this order, talking shit about my husband, telling people don't fucking bother listening. I think we've checked everything. So, I think this is a pretty successful first podcast. So.
Me too. Hopefully people tune in, even though we were like, oh, we kind of dislike everyone. But,
you know, don't care about anyone. But, hey, listen, tune in.
Yeah, right.
Please.
There'll be more, I promise.
We get all the listeners, first podcast, and then, like, next podcast is going to be, like, two people are listening, and it's you and I. Oh, no.
And Jeremy. Jeremy will listen.
I don't think he will after this.
Really?
I don't know. Not if we're talking shit about him the first episode.
But you said he was funny. Like, I think that's the point that'll keep him.
I don't know. Maybe bribery will work.
Yeah, no.
We'll see. I can't reveal all my secrets in one podcast.
No, absolutely not. So with that being said.
All right. Well, thank you for listening if you've lasted this long to the Diesel and Daisies podcast.